open my
Haraja was a friend of mine. Eton and Cambridge, you know. A thoroughly good egg. And it wasn't long before I received a summons to the palace. "Greetings, Master Smun," he said. Foggy tried to ignore the sniggers coming from the direction of the fireplace and carried on. "You absolutely have to help us kill this beast," said Raj, as I like to call him. "Yes, of course," I said, "but I may need a little help." "Yes, of course, my dear fellow," he said. "I was thinking of a company of the 29th foot. 200 heavily armed men should do it, especially under your command." "No, no," I said. "I was meaning someone to carry my suitcase." "Ah, then you could have no finer guide than my butler, Ranjit Singh," he told me, striking a silver gong. The room appeared to shrink in size when Ranjit entered the audience chamber. "You rang, Your Highness," he said in the deepest voice that I have ever heard. The chap was enormous, about 6'4", and built like a brick Kazi, with a beard that a Resulter of Sikh cavalry wouldn't have been ashamed of. Not only that, but he was absolutely immaculate. He wore a dark blue turban and a white uniform that dazzled the eye. "Now look here," said Raj. "Would you mind looking after Winard here, for a day or two while he tracks down the great man-eater of Mahatrafar?" "Your wish is my command," he boomed, looking down on me as if I was some form of reptile.